Holy Communion. The scripture lesson for today is found in the book of 1 John. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. We hear God's word. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And this is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God, it stands as truth forever and ever. Amen. Please pray with me. Loving God, these words are powerful words, life-changing words. Just pray that You would open our hearts and our ears to hear what You want to say to us today. Speak to us. Speak to us, Father, through Your Spirit and Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. This past spring and summer, I've had the opportunity to run a couple of half marathons, which is 13.1 miles. And it's not as hard as you think, but or maybe it is. But anyway, one of the things, whenever I do that, people come up to me and they ask me two questions. What was your time? And what place did you get? And quite frankly, I don't know. At my age, I don't care. I just don't care. I don't care. It's the wrong scorecard. You know, for me, it's, did I finish well? Am I healthier? Did I connect with some people in that event? Did I enjoy God's creation? You see, that's the scorecard for me. Way different than numbers. For me, it's not about a time or a place. It's about relationship. So when we translate that into church life, you know, when people ask me, you know, where are you? I'm at First Rock Valley. And, you know, one of the first questions they always ask, are you growing? Are you growing? Meaning, is your membership growing? And then the second thing they always ask, typically, is how many members do you have? And again, I don't know. Maybe it's my age. I just don't know. I quite frankly don't know how many members we have. I maybe need to know that, but I don't know. And it's not that I don't care. It's just that I don't know. It's not what's important to me. It's the wrong scorecard. It's the wrong scorecard when we think in terms of numbers, because I think and I believe with all of my heart that the scriptures from one end to the other says it's about relationships, not about numbers. It's about a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and it's about a relationship with each other. That's what it's about. And so I believe that we have to change the scorecard, and the scorecard for us, I believe, as we enter into this time together, is do we love each other well? Do we love each other well? Do we love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength? And do we love each other as we love ourselves? Which Jesus said is the summary of the whole thing. Changing the scorecard I believe is so important. It's not about numbers. It's about relationship. John says in 1 John 4:7, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God." This is the scorecard. Loving well. And there's a progression in it. We see, first of all, in the passage that God is love. 1 John 4:8 speaks to it very clearly. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love, he says. Because God is love. And God's love, this is where it starts. It's that eternal giving of himself for the good of others. That's the definition of God's love. The eternal giving of himself for the good of others. And this is first, before anything else. God existed, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And they were in this loving relationship before even the earth was created, before this world as we know it began. God existed, always existed. And they were in this loving relationship. And in creation, God chose to give of himself. The physical world, the spiritual world, where we could have that relationship with God. It's an act of love. And then when everything went sideways, when we as human beings decided we wanted to do our own thing in our own way, we're told in this passage that God gave his Son, literally gave of himself, that we might have forgiveness in life. That's where it starts. Each day is grace upon grace, gift upon gift, God's love being poured into our lives. And the second piece in that progression is that then we know God. Notice what 1 John 4:7-8 says. "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who has been born of God and knows God." Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." John is saying, if you don't know this God who loves, you really don't know what love is. You don't know what it is. And so this knowledge, it's a head knowledge. We have to know certain things. We have to know the details of his love. We have to know what it's like, that eternal giving of himself for us. And we find that in here in the Word. We understand in creation and through the prophets and the redemption and the fall and the coming of Jesus Christ. We understand all of that. We see that eternal giving of himself to us. We can know it in our head, but then we got to translate it to our heart. Knowledge is both. It's our head and our heart. In our heart, we trust that God loves me in this way. It's not just stuff that we know on our head general about the whole world, but God loves me in this way. God eternally gives of himself for me. God gave his Son, Jesus Christ, for me. And I trust him, and that's knowing with our head and with our heart. And once we understand a glimpse of what God's love is, and we know it in our heart and in our mind, then, John says, we ought to love one another. 1 John 4:7, "Dear friends, let us love one another." In verses 11 and 12, he says, "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us." You see the progression. God, who has always existed, loves, and he creates, and he redeems. And when we know it, when we know it in our head and our heart, we're changed, and we love others. We give of ourselves for the good of others. We shape our lives around God's love for us. You see, that's the scorecard. That's the scorecard. And so, when I think about that, when I think about those truths for our lives together, I think about changing the scorecard. I think about at the end of each day, there's a different way to look at our lives, as whether we've been a success or not. So here's briefly my list, and I'm not going to take a long time on each piece. But here's briefly my list. Here's my scorecard. At the end of the day, did I encourage at least one person that day? Did I encourage at least one person that day? Did I humbly serve somebody? Did I wash somebody's feet, as it says in John 13, where it's not literally washing feet, but where you humbly serve somebody? Did I move towards somebody's pain? Where somebody was hurting and I moved towards them to come alongside them and to care? Did I encourage somebody today? Second thing, did I laugh at myself or with others at least once a day? Really, did we laugh at ourselves? You know, God, it said, you know, God never ceases to be amused because He looks at us and sees what we're doing and all the mistakes we made and how goofy we can be sometimes and how silly. And sometimes we need to learn to laugh at ourselves at least once a day. Connect with someone at least once a week. Can I connect with someone at least once a week outside the church walls where coffee, a meal, or a concert, or a moving, or just conversation, or do something fun like a bike ride or motorcycle ride, or run together or walk together, whatever it might be? Did I connect with somebody? Did I give a sincere compliment or expression of thanks today? Once a day, at least. Opportunities are there every day. The waiter or the waitress that serves you at the restaurant, just to say thank you. You know, I really appreciate what you did today in serving me. Maybe your family, just the little things that they might do. Thank you for doing that. It was really helpful. Another scorecard. Be trusting with confidences. Be a trustworthy person. Was I a trustworthy person today? If somebody shared something with me that was very personal and not meant to be known throughout the whole community, did I hold that trust in confidence? Did I hold it? Resolve conflicts in a healthy way. Resolve conflicts in a healthy way. Can we put that on our scorecard? That to recognize that you're not always going to agree with me. And in fact, I would say, please, don't always agree with me. Please. Get a big head if you do. I'm not always going to agree with you, and that's okay. And we have that intermixed among us. It's okay. Let's listen. Let's seek to understand each other. Let's seek to know where each of us is coming from if there's a disagreement. Because we remember, you know, it's not my way, it's not your way, it's the way of Jesus Christ. That's the one that we need to follow. And what's that look like for us? We need to stand together, side by side, looking at the problem and not let the problem come in between us where I'm standing here and you're over there and the problem is there. Or with each other. Not necessarily always with me, but with each other. Can we do that? Where we stand together looking at the problem and not let the problem come between us? This to me is the scorecard. The scorecard for loving relationships. It's a scorecard I hope that we can strive for each day, each week. It's not about numbers, it's about relationships. And I'm just going to close because the time constraints this morning. I want to tell you about just one thing that I've seen here. One thing. One small example. I witnessed in my first year and a half, year and three quarters here, in roundtable discussions, most amazing things that I've seen. People talking. People laughing. So much laughter at the roundtable discussions, even when we were talking about important things. Because laughter begins to show that we have joy in each other's company. And we like being together. And it was good that we're together. And sometimes there were difficult issues that we were talking about, and we would hear and listen, and there was this growth and understanding. And even when we saw, the people there saw issues in a different way, it didn't divide us. We began to talk about it, and oftentimes it ended up as our, at the end of the night, it was kind of a combination of three or four different ideas or three or four different thoughts as a way to move forward in the midst of whatever it might be we were discussing. That's the scorecard right there. That is good stuff. And it can only happen if we know the love of God in Jesus Christ. And we know it in our head and our heart. And we have that relationship with Jesus. And that relationship has changed us in our relationship with God, but with each other. Let's change the scorecard. Let's not make it about numbers. Let's make it about relationships. Loving relationships.